Hello and welcome back to the Loud Mouse Podcast. How you got here, I have no fucking clue. Go away. Today's episode is featuring a special guest, me, and also Brandon and Nate Diesel. How are you two doing?
Jeff.
Hi.
Oh yeah, Hyojin's here.
Oh, my tiny, itsy, bitsy, minuscule little clip.
Shut the fuck up.
We just started the podcast.
The copypasta was never funny. The copypasta was never funny. It wasn't funny when you put it in PAX chat. It's not funny when you read it aloud in voice chat. It's not funny when you read it out on Loud Mouse Podcast. Shut your mouth.
Hello, everyone. My name is Hyojin Choi, otherwise known as SquizXy on the internet.
Hyojin, for the viewers who might not know you, do you want to describe what you do and who you are without profanity?
I make hentai.
How profanity.
Not too late. She used profanity.
Why made it with profanity?
I make hentai for 12-year-old boys on the internet.
Okay, let's end this episode here, I think.
No,
What do you actually do?
I'm an artist and an animator, and I occasionally do hentai.
Not for 12-year-olds, only for consenting
only
adults.
For very much 18 and over people.
Very much 18 and over. I'm glad that was established.
Brand ruined right off the bat.
By the way, everyone, can you please subscribe to my Patreon? I make some really good posts there. It's patreon.com/Hyojin Choi with no space.
All right, you're right. I am going to have to take a lot of stuff out in the post.
It's just timestamp data. Hold up. That's an L?
That's not a colon. Okay. That's an L.
There you go.
That was really confusing. What do you want? Large burger? What the fuck?
One large 45.
I would like a large burger right
I'd
now.
I'd like to a number five.
Oh,
shit
God.
meme.
I was pretty shit. I don't know why you called my shit meme shit at the beginning.
Because yours was more shit than mine. Mine's only shit because it's dead. Yours is shit because it exists.
Mine's fresh. It's good.
It's not fresh. It's like, it's literally rotten on delivery. Like, as soon as it got birthed, it was deformed. Like, there's no redemption for that meme.
How deformed was it?
Like,
was
fuck
it. Like,
I don't
want
to go into details.
The belly button deformed?
Do you want me to read it out again?
Sure.
Ow. Ow, my tiny, itchy, blitzy minuscule. I can't do it.
Yeah, didn't think so.
I'm wincing really hard right now.
I fucking told you. I told you. Should've listened to me.
Okay.
Anyways, I think we have questions for you. Honestly, I'm not sure.
We probably don't. We never.
I control F to which left.
Okay.
Hit me as hard
so
as you can.
I have a question for you. What's it like streaming from your kitchen, Hyojin?
I hate you, and I want to leave this call right now.
You know what you should. You know what? That kind of leaves into my next question. What are you going to leave the kitchen and put your computer in your room like you said you would two or three days ago?
A little bit of context. My computer has always been in this awkward situation in my house where it is in between the living room and the kitchen. And, I was sitting... I had such a ghetto setup, so I was basically sitting on a bucket for 2 years using, like, 2 cardboard boxes to support my desk. And that was my setup for the first 2 years that I had this good computer. So I recently just got a desk this year, so the moving computer bit may take another year, you feel me?
You said
you
already have a
desk
in
your
room.
Oh, why didn't you just put the desk in your room and move the computer?
I recently got a desk in my room, okay? That was, like, just this year.
See, me and, like, all of stream chat and all of her stream guests have been yelling at her, like, you can literally move the rest by yourself. Like, you don't need a second person to help you move desk
anymore. Just move it. Just go move it.
Listen, I'll do it eventually, okay?
You're literally in the kitchen.
You literally said you were
going to
move it 2 days ago, and you did it.
You know, I just realized I'm like the slowest person ever because it took me 2 years to get a proper desk and chair. It's going to take me another 5 years to move it.
How could you use cardboard fucking boxes as a desk? How did you do that?
I used duct tape to set everything down.
What the hell?
I'm not joking. I use duct tape so my monitor wouldn't fall off the cardboard.
So you said you had the 2 cardboard boxes as like the supports, right? Was it another cardboard box on the top, or was it like a different thing?
Okay, so it was like cardboard box, 2 cardboard boxes on top, and they're pretty hard, so they're like, yeah. And okay. Like one big kind of flat. I don't think it was even. I think it was just wood, just a wooden.
Just
plank.
A plank of wood, like a
yeah,
flat sheet of wood.
I do have a photo of it somewhere. I need to search up like SquizXy and Bucket or something on Twitter.
SquizXy Bucket.
Yeah.
So far, this stream has amounted to bullying Hyojin Choi _MP4.
I'm totally used to this. It happens in normal calls anyway.
It happens in normal calls, but like usually you're bullying back. For some reason, you're choosing to be innocent.
Everyone deserves to get bullied
can
to
you,
use cardboard
time,
at the desk.
Can you timestamp this? Because this is literally my setup before I got my desk.
Oh my god. I don't even know how to explain that.
Okay, are we going to play Pictionary, or are we going to break the rule for this masterpiece?
We're
going to
play Pictionary. I'm not putting it on. It's way more fun than I have
like,
to imagine.
Maybe...
I can't be fucked to put this in.
This might be worth breaking the rule, dude.
I can't be fucked to edit this in.
This is worth it. Look at that. Look at that.
I'll just time. Yeah, put it in. This is the first and ever time we're gonna be putting.
It'll never. It'll never.
I might forget. I'm not. Don't hold me to this because I might
hold you to it.
Okay,
but this is fucking great.
Can one of you just vividly describe the image?
Okay,
vividly describe it for
audio listeners. So there's a chair. And what looks like a half-size, like, garbage can on top of the chair.
Upside down.
Upside down so she can sit on it. And then there's, like, a plastic... I don't even know what that is. Is that cardboard?
One of those square shelfs like that. Like,
yeah.
There's, like, a square shelf thing at the bottom. And then her computer's
under
there, too. And then there's
the computer's under the box. And then there's a fucking printer inside the shelf.
Yeah, I was going to say, what is that? A projector?
And then on top of that shelf, instead of just using the top of the shelf as the thing, she decides to throw a fucking plank of wood on it. And there's, like, literally, like, a space as wide as the mouse to move the actual mouse. Yeah. And the tablet's taking up the rest. The keyboard's pressed up against the fucking monitor.
This is horrible.
This is fantastic. This is r/ battle stations, I think.
How have you not moved your setup? I don't understand.
Okay. She has a desk now. She has a desk now, from what I understand.
I have a desk now, and it's fine. I'm living the luxury life, you know?
I'm only using one cardboard box to support it now. The luxury life.
I got an actual desk now, guys. It's
See,
the good
like,
days.
I actually have room for my mouse. It's amazing. Like, I never realized how, like...
Wow. You never realized how vital being able to move your mouse was to playing Overwatch. How the fuck did you play Overwatch back then?
Barely.
Like, I remember, like, first time we played together, like, I remember, like, that was when you had this bucket-ass setup. And...
Yeah. I think my sensitivity was just at like 1 million. So like 1 centimeter, the mouse would just move.
Cool. Full 360 turn with one little inch moved.
Yeah, I think that's how it worked. And you know, after getting room, you know, I feel like a god. You know?
I respect it. You made do with what you had. I respect that a lot.
And the thing is, I actually have money to like buy a totally like new setup, like new keyboard and everything. I'm just not bothered.
It's like you're so like
okay.
This is so much better than what I used to have. I don't need a new one. This is like it's like that meme where it's like the dude in mud improvise, overcome, adapts, like that fucking meme.
So my keyboard is actually horrible. Like it's like okay, so on the outside it's fine, but if I took the keys off, you would just see a kilogram of dust is forming like under the keys. It's I do need to get a new keyboard. It's
God.
I understand holding off on a keyboard mouse because you can hold off on those things, but you know, using cardboard boxes to support your computer.
I thought
is
I
very
was cheap.
It is a fire hazard.
There were several occasions where I almost tipped the wooden plank and then my like everything almost fell off. But you know, that's when I use the duct tape. Like in that picture, you can see duct tape holding like the desk down to the cardboard boxes. Improvise, adapt, overcome.
Oh god, it's charming in its own little way. I'll give you that.
No, it's not.
It looks like a goodwill.
I didn't say it was like a good kind of charm. Like typically,
it's
like
unique.
Typically genocidal dictators were also charismatic. Brandon, like,
everyone.
It's a very vague term.
Everyone's got to start somewhere, you know. It's...
Started from the bottom.
Usually starting somewhere means like, you know, like using a kitchen table, not stacking boxes on top of each other.
Hey, listen. It's okay.
Yeah, that seems like a fair response.
So that was in your kitchen as well?
Yeah, this I'm
in
still
same
in the
spot?
Same I'm in the same spot right now.
Jesus.
Everyone's
you should have a desk
think,
now.
Doesn't it get annoying when people just come through and like
not really. I mean, like if they can watch me drawing furry NSFW, I don't really care.
Yeah, I was gonna say, they're gonna like come through, it's like, what the hell is she drawing? Like a big old wiener. Like,
they just look at it like, whatever. You know, whatever.
It's just Hyojin. She does this all the time.
We just kind of like, we've known Hyojin long enough to just kind of accept this as part of the
package. I don't know if you're gonna choose to leave this in, but I at PAX, I set my phone wallpaper to me slapping Niall's ass. And,
I can't leave that in for Niall's sake. I can't leave that in for his sake.
Yeah, all right.
So let's just cut out the little part.
No,
but
no.
Just...
Can you...
Yeah, just cut out the little part.
No, we're not, we don't need to cut that out. I don't think we need to cut that out. Do we need to cut
it out? No, don't cut it out. Don't cut it out. Because I have a whole story.
I don't think...
He needs to consent to that before...
No, okay, so wait. Has Niall consented to this story being shared to the general public?
Niall is totally fine with it.
Okay, I don't know.
I will ask him, and I will give you, but like, he's totally fine with it.
I'm going to timestamp this bit now, so if he says no, I can just cut out this whole chunk.
Yeah, you can cut it. But, yeah, so like, I would annoy everyone in the house, because they would ask, hey, what time is it? I was like, oh, no, look at my phone. And they'd just like, sigh, and look away really quickly every time I showed them my phone background. I really wish I could send it in here, but, I mean,
you can. Like, we're not going to put the image in the video.
I mean, we're healthy.
No.
We're healthy.
You've already seen it, Brandon.
We're good.
I know I have. Don't want to see it again. No.
We're good. Yeah, I think we got enough of that in our lives.
I did it when we were doing fan meetups at PAX. I was like, hey, now, and he was right in front of his fans. And I asked, and I just kind of lifted it above the crowd. I was like, hey, now, what time is it? And he looked like he wanted to kill me.
I remember we were at that one club and you decided to just like stick your phone in the air like with that as the background.
And it stood out in the crowd so much because
like it was so dark in there, and like you just some small Asian woman like holding a fucking somewhat picture of somebody's butt in the air.
Yeah. Also, quite goes hard in clubs because that's his first time clubbing. You're not allowed to club in America unless you're 21, but
yeah,
18 in Australia. So
there are 18 and up clubs
18
here.
18 everywhere in the world except for the US.
There are 18 and up clubs over here.
Why can you guys have sex at 18 but like not drink at 21? Like not drink at 18.
You can join military at 18.
You can smoke at
cigarettes
18.
At 18.
But you can't
unless you live in California.
18.
No drinky drink. Nope.
Okay, let me send you guys a hilarious screenshot that...
Okay, we had just asked not
Snapchat
to.
From Niall.
I'm sorry.
Shit life, shit life. Just Cartman.
I'm sorry.
Just Cartman crying.
Christ almighty. This is going to be an interesting episode.
We're going to lose like half the cast if Niall doesn't consent to the story being out there.
I know.
No, it's worth it.
It's worth it.
Is it worth losing half the cast?
Yeah, just, it's totally worth
we record an hour of footage, it's just 30 minutes.
You record one episode.
I was hoping to edit this tonight, but that ain't happening.
You record one episode with Squizzy and everything falls apart.
Podcast ends day after.
Well, we made it to 53 episodes, guys.
We made it to 53 episodes. We're good, guys. It was nice having you on here. I think Fiesel had some questions.
Fiesel. Hold on, here's the question. I spelled my name wrong. You know, it's been a long day. But I also want to add, Brandon, you didn't add any questions to the question list.
I didn't know we had one. I forgot.
What do you mean?
I forgot we did this.
God.
It's been so long since he recorded a guest
Brandon,
cast.
There's been 52 episodes. How do you just forget?
It's been a month plus since you recorded a guest episode.
All right, fair enough.
Like, because like we pre-recorded like four.
Oh, yeah,
four
your
five.
Last... didn't you record with Hoover like a week ago? Like what?
Oh, we recorded.
No,
that
was
when
we recorded.
That
like
was
a
pre-recorded.
Month. That was like when we recorded a month and a half ago.
Okay, fair enough.
Yeah.
Oh, so now Brandon's ahead of me? No, that's not happening.
Okay, fine. I'll go to the bottom then, asshole.
Yeah, you bottom bitch. Get on the bottom. Get on the bottom. That's where you belong.
Gives me more time to think about the questions because you guys took all of them.
Well,
it's not my fault.
Oh,
you didn't. Think, you didn't try to think of any before the cast at all.
So, Hyojin, this is a question that I'm sure everybody's wondering, you know, why are you so goddamn loud?
I think
is someone washing the dishes behind you?
Yes, so, do you want to leave the dishes in, because, like, do you want me to wait until the dishes are done?
Just keep going!
Do you want me to just keep, okay, this is it, this
well,
is the quality of
going.
The podcast, huh? Okay, well, I'm loud because... I don't know. I don't have a filter when it comes to this. Okay, stop. I can't do this with dishes being washed in the background.
Well, keep trying because it's funny to hear you struggle.
I didn't know I was quote-unquote loud until I recorded a video with Niall. Okay, the fucking couch is
noise reduction and getting rid of that shit.
I didn't realize I was like super loud until I recorded my first episode, first like thingy, you know, the Counter-Strike video with Niall, and everyone commented how bad my mic was. And then, you know, I was just like, oh, time to get a new mic. And then I just kind of, since everyone was commenting, oh, Squizzy loud, that girl is loud, I just kind of like adopted that character, you know? It just happened.
Shriek laughter time.
Yeah.
I respect.
I really like the dishes. Thank you. That's my favorite part.
It's ambient. It's like ambient sound.
You know, it's like room noise, you know? It just kind of fills out the area, you know? You just get like a good feel.
I wonder if you can just record like your household, like just your family going about their day in your house and put it on YouTube as ASMR, and I wonder how much money you would make.
Oh my god. Wow, that actually sounds like a great idea.
My mom washes the dishes ASMR.
Yeah.
It's like three hours.
Maybe it'll be comforting to people who don't have parents.
Oh.
Ooh. Ooh. It's not the worst joke we've made on the cast, I don't think.
Nah, we've said a lot worse. Yeah.
Yeah.
No.
Now, a lot of them didn't make it onto the cast itself, but...
Okay, yeah, like, most of our awful jokes make it, you know? Maybe.
Yeah, most of them, but some of them, like,
sometimes we forget to edit out, like, a swear word, like, we're not
allowed
to
say. Yeah, sometimes we'll make a joke and we're just like, oh, fuck.
It's like, dang, that's private. We can't put that on there.
Damn.
Those are the best. Such a shame.
Damn, Daniel.
Yeah, like that one. We can't put that one on. Shut the fuck up.
Why can't we put Damn Daniel? You put a timestamp then, Damn Daniel.
Damn Daniel, damn Daniel, damn Daniel, damn Daniel, damn Daniel.
I don't get it. Is this an inside joke?
There's no.
It's just
thing.
A bad meme.
There's nothing here to actually like be mad at. I just wanted to say I'm mad, lol.
Jesus.
Damn Daniel.
Venom isn't as Why sexy you mad, as Daniel? You keep saying he is.
Venom what? Is Vore.
What?
That's kind of hot though. I don't know.
Okay.
Whoa. Okay, we get it. You're about it. You're.
What's
about
hot
it.
About Venom? The tongue.
Kind of. It's like.
Well, I mean, also he's fucking massive. That too.
Okay, that's one of my questions. What's hot about Venom?
Okay. So
I guess we can. Do we want to do that now, or do we want to go more in depth with it when we're on Brandon's shit?
Wait, do you guys have an actual like formulated opinion on what makes Venom a hot boy?
Okay, Venom.
I mean,
is hot
let's
because
get into
he's
it.
Got
she
like
does.
He's got
I
like
do.
A long tongue, which is perfect. It's perfect for like you know eating.
I mean, yeah, I have a formulated opinion as well. Like, look at my profile picture.
And he just looks like he's a good kisser.
He doesn't have lips.
We have, like, video proof of him being very good at kissing.
He has a meter-long tongue. What else do you need?
Also, he's massive. Have you seen, like, size comparison? Oh,
yeah,
damn.
He's a buff boy. It's kind of hot. What?
Timestamp those two.
Are we gonna do? I don't know. Maybe we should keep it in. Just
there's too many to timestamp. We're leaving this in.
I like. Is she there?
This will be worse than the Hoover episode if we choose to timestamp every single time Hyojin's mom's like, "Hello."
She just wants me to open a bottle. Ow! I can't open that. What the hell? I can't open that. She just wanted me to open
a bottle. Can't open
a bottle. I'm too weak. Ow!
Get fucking duped. I think.
Ow!
All right, Diesel. What else was on your list?
You know, I have these nice serious questions, but here we're coming off the back of just like, is Venom a sexy boy, you know?
Well, I mean, the answer to that was yes, so let's move on to something else.
I disagree, but you know what? It's
you,
2018.
Well,
are you telling me you wouldn't be a bottom boy for Daddy Venom? Really?
All right.
Hey, Brandon's on our side, let's go!
I mean, how many kids do you think are going to watch Venom and, like, an entire generation will just be into Vore, you know?
Oh, did you guys see the fucking trailer that they made for the DVD release?
Yeah,
of
it was yeah, I loved it. It was, like,
it was literally, like, a rom-com, like, 30-second rom-com framing of the Venom movie, and I fucking loved it.
It's excellently edited, because it makes it look like Eddie actually has a relationship with Venom, which he does.
He does. If they don't go full in with that in the sequel, like, if they don't cave the fan pressure, bad movie. Like, they better give up on AM and just fucking date each other, I think.
I want Venom to date me.
Okay, let's not get greedy.
There's enough venom for both of you, all right?
No, there's not, okay?
He's literally there's big not. Enough.
So
to
when you say you want to date Venom, do you mean like you want to date the pair, like of Eddie and Venom, or just the symbiote?
Just the symbiote alone.
Aw, poor Eddie.
Like, Eddie can get
quite. You can have Eddie.
I mean, I like Eddie, but like, I like Eddie with Venom. Like, I like Eddie and Venom together more than I think I like me and Venom together.
The thing is, Venom was such a shit movie.
It was a really bad movie, but I love it.
I liked it. It was okay.
I thought that movie
it
was
reminded
shit.
It reminded me of the early really Spider-Mans.
Yeah, I mean, like, a lot of people said it felt like a fucking time warp out of, like, early 2000s. Like, it's
especially
not a good movie, but
man.
It's so much fucking fun. Like, holy shit. And the chemistry between Venom and himself is actually all right.
I thought the chemistry between Eddie and Venom was retarded.
I thought, like, the most chemistry that any actors had with each other in that movie was Tom Hardy with himself.
Yeah.
Wait, who voiced Venom? True. Was it Tom Hardy?
Tom Hardy.
Oh.
I genuinely enjoyed, like, some of their fucking interaction moments together. It's pretty slick.
I just, like, sucker punched my mic, so I'm gonna timestamp that for you. You're
welcome. I'm gonna leave it in.
Oh my god. This episode
please,
is gonna be
please
a
tell
train
me
wreck.
Is this how you felt? Never mind.
Please
oh,
tell me
you
like more questions than just sexy
no,
Venom.
No. We
I mean,
did,
we
but
have
you guys,
more questions than just that, but Diesel
have,
refuses to
we
ask
We have
them.
Over 100, like, viewer questions that will...
Oh, really?
And some of them are surprisingly but, actually, like, serious.
I mean,
but
what?
Well, yeah.
Serious
some of, like,
questions? For
but,
me?
Diesel's
what?
Not asked any of
I'm
his
gonna
actual questions.
You guys were having a fucking full conversation about how Venom was a good movie. I wasn't going to shut you up. Jesus.
No, Venom was saying
is
no,
a great
shit.
Movie.
It's horrible.
It's
bad.
It's terrible, but I
think
love
it's
it
okay.
For, it's bad, but
I
love
it
for it.
I only like it because of the fan art that came out of it.
Yeah, that's the best part, really.
Yeah.
Gross.
It's what came as a result of the movie, not the movie itself.
But. It's funny because on my Discord, it's like us three and like the right and the Diesel on the left. It's like Team Venom versus Diesel.
Team Venom versus Diesel. The Chad.
Well,
the
you know me.
Venom
you're not allowed to eat
Diesel.
Movie theaters.
Hold on.
Let me be quiet.
Let me search up Venom Rule 34.
Well,
okay.
Nope.
Great.
I'd suggest not.
Nope.
I want a new Discord picture.
Hyojin, is that how you get inspired? Do you look
oh,
at...
yeah, for sure.
Okay.
Another question answered.
All right, another question answered. I'll just check that one off. Okay. No,
I
but
mean,
like...
obviously, I do more art than just NSFW.
Yeah,
NSFW
no.
is just really fun.
When you do, right, like,
you
normal art, like, what...
Oh, thank God, it's too small to
yeah,
see
I
anything.
Yeah, I can't see anything. That's good.
It's just Venom
that's the first
something.
Thing on the fucking page. I'm looking at the same thing you are.
Why'd you look it up?
I don't know, I was interested.
There's gonna be some weird responses to this episode. Just gonna say
I don't think it'll be any worse than we're used to.
Well, maybe
you guys. I've been
wait,
in Hyojin streams.
I've
been in Hyojin streams enough, I think.
I have a question for you guys.
What?
What? And I've drawn a lot of things, and you guys have probably seen it. But what is the absolute worst thing you have ever seen me draw? Not like I don't mean like oh that's good art or that's bad art. I mean like. Context-wise, like
we know, like
thing?
You meant like NSFW.
Yeah.
I don't know if I can say on the cast. I don't know if I want to say on the cast.
Say it.
I'm not.
I don't know.
No, like,
I want to say on the cast either.
For the cast sake, I don't really want to say it on cast.
Damn it.
Now I'm curious because I don't know.
We'll tell you later. But it's like
that's the best thing ever. When we say we're going to talk about something on the cast, then don't, and then everybody's like, "Why the
yeah.
fuck aren't you talking about that?"
No, I love doing that shit because I like
it's
whenever
like
I
Brandon,
watch podcasts
like,
that aren't on YouTube, I always get cucked by that kind of shit.
It's like
funny to do that to them.
It's like me and Brandon like have the same experience. Like we're sick of like other podcasts saying, "Oh, we can't talk about it on the cast." Now we have that power. Now we can
yeah,
do
fuck
it to people.
You. Fuck you, viewers. You didn't do anything wrong. But fuck you.
Sorry, viewers,
feel
but you have, we're taking a rage out on you. It's how it works.
That's how it works, yeah. Clearly.
Damn, I was really interested to see, like, oh, here. What was going to be the worst thing I ever drawn?
It's not like I'll remember something that, like, horrified me. You know,
what?
Like,
I'm
going to want to forget.
That if it's horrifying, you would...
She
you
draws
would...
horrifying stuff that could you would remember that horrified you if you saw it.
I, like, when she asked worst thing, like, I wasn't even thinking in terms of, like, is it quality art or whatever? Like, I was just thinking in terms of, I know exactly what she means.
The
and
most
I know
disgusting thing she's ever drawn.
I know exactly what the answer is in my head, like, immediately.
That's very good for you.
I did draw Brandon and, I did draw Brandon and Henry once.
That's not the worst thing, in my opinion, that you've drawn.
Yeah, it's not even close, Yojin. Like, we're, like, no. You can probably guess what we're thinking, but don't say it on the cast for the cast sake, please.
Oh my god, I want to know so bad now.
We'll tell you after the cast. You can find out with the crowd kit.
Feel the viewer's pain!
For roughly 30 more minutes.
Jesus.
So what was next on the list?
Well, okay. So here's a question that I hope will get an answer and not leave me out in the dust, right? So, Hyojin, with art, are you, like, self-taught or did you go to school? Like, what do you do?
I wouldn't say that self-taught is actually, like, a proper title, like, taught. Because, like, every artist is always kind of inspired by another artist or another show to a degree for them to draw. So it's, like, I don't think any artist is self-taught with that kind of logic, really.
But like, was it formal? Did you have any formal instruction, or was it more like just you saw things on the internet?
Well, with formal instruction, I definitely think I have been taught things that have improved my art. So I don't think anyone can be self-taught, because an artist is always going to be taught by someone else to improve their art and stuff like that. Like, I've been taught techniques in university that have improved my art and animation. I've been taught techniques in like high school that have improved my art. So no, I don't think I'm self-taught, but I've definitely learned all my programs by myself to a degree, so yeah, maybe in that sense I'm self-taught, but I don't know. It's like really broad of a definition, I think.
So like half and half?
Half and half, yeah, pretty much.
Yeah, there was like certain things like you were explicitly taught and other things that you just kind of picked up.
Yeah, by myself, because like, you know, simple gotcha. As.
Ooh. I get that. I think... No, go ahead, Quiet.
I feel like it's like a similar thing with YouTube. Like, there's no you probably heard a lot, but there's no original content anymore. Like, there never really was, because everything is derived from something else, even if it's only in format
cues,
like inspiration
behind humor.
You can
twist it and put your own style on it. So
yeah, it's like you can take something that's maybe not original, but you can still make it yours. Yeah. But like, everything is always going to be derived from a variety of other things. But
I mean, you as a content creator, you have the power to make anything, the most boring contrived thing into like the most interesting video ever. Really?
Yeah, it's for me, it's like I just brain farted. Fuck.
All right, fuck! I'll help
Fred
you out
was
there.
Original.
Fred was original. Ew. Well, I mean, yeah, I guess you're right.
I mean, was there any other content like his? Like, it's bad content, but there wasn't any content.
I don't think anybody else is running around acting like a child.
It probably inspired someone who's a good content creator now to start making something.
Oh my god, there must have been Fred clones back then we never saw.
Maybe like not even Fred clones, but someone who saw what he was doing, enjoyed it, and they wanted to make their own videos, and they kept with it, and now they make good shit nowadays.
I mean, I guess if you look at like the history of it, there probably is, I'm trying to think of the word, it's not anthropology, but like there's like a
Fred clone called
there's like a genealogy of like, this was the original Fred, and then this was the knockoff that did something a little differently, and this one did this, and then there's a whole genre.
Yeah,
you know,
it's like a branch, tree branch down
all the Fred.
like when shooters first came out, they called them Doom clones, and now, you know, they're their whole own thing.
Yeah, also remember what I was gonna say earlier, like and it does still tie into this, but it's like, when you take inspiration from so many different things and put it into one product, like, when does that inspiration mix together become its own thing? Like, it's like when you'll see people call video games like copies of other video games. It's like, oh, it's literally just Halo plus Titanfall plus Battlefield. And like, when it takes that many games mashed together to describe it, then it's like, I feel like it's hit its own niche.
Yeah,
you know?
I feel like there's like, unless you copy every game like code to code, every little detail the same thing, then copying. But if you've just thrown in a bunch of inspirations in there, it's basically its own thing at that point, because it's like, it's not really,
yeah, it's, you know, like anything
else,
it's
in your own, you're throwing in your own concepts in there, your own in context to YouTube videos, your own beliefs, opinions in it. So it's not like you're making an unoriginal video if you're putting your own thoughts into it, just using a different topic, you know.
Yeah, like anything else, it's in, like everything is informed by something else. And that like flows into any medium of art or creativity or whatever, like whether it's YouTube, traditional art, music, whatever. Anything creative, really.
Now, Hyojin, I like what you said, where it's like you learn stuff from school just as much as you learn on your own. Because I think a lot of people say that, oh, you can learn on your own. You don't need to go to school for art. You don't need to do this. I mean, I will say
I don't like that whole mindset. Like, oh, school arts, especially like this is a common mindset people have of like art school. I've heard a lot. I don't know if it's the same with anything else, but it's like some artists online for some reason will come up with this horrible fucking opinion, which is like art school is useless and a waste of time and you're wasting your money. Like, no, you're not. Like, art school is so important to learn these like basic little things that just improve your art by like 10 million. And also, you know, art schools also give you connections, so there's that. But, you know, it's not a waste of time.
I think mainly Americans say that because college is so expensive.
Oh, yeah. You guys
college is really expensive here. Like, it costs way more here. So if it's like an American artist, I can understand why they think like the return on investment
actually,
isn't
as
much.
Actually, now that I think about it, that's a common pattern. It's usually American artists saying that.
Yeah.
Well, plus, like, if that's also an American idea. Like the self-made person, so
yeah, the self-made man, not super reliant on school. Or
the American dream.
But even if they're referring to like public schooling kind of meme, where it's like most schools here like are oriented around like maths and science and less language and arts. So it's like maybe like they're not as well resourced to teach you those things. So they were forced to learn like away from school more, and that's why they think
it's a waste of time. That's really dependent on the geography too, because I had a very great arts program at my school because they had to budget for it. But I know the inner city high school literally had to cut out like after school programs and art programs because of that. And I think you kind of need those things for students.
Yeah, my school was really like it was pretty like creative in its like aspect. So I never really had the problem of I was like forced to like learn things by myself. It's just kind of But schools definitely do have this mindset where they pull the academics over the creative, because obviously like you want your students to get actual quote-unquote jobs.
Yeah, it's like I can just imagine though, like somebody who's become disillusioned with school not being able to tell them or teach them art related things. It's because wherever they might have gone wasn't well resourced to do that adequately, or at least not as well as they could have been taught other things at that same school.
Yeah, they have this schools seem to have this mindset where going into the creative business is risky. That's a stupid mindset. It's
I feel it's like any job field's risky, especially nowadays. So
any
it's
job
like
feels risky. It's just it wouldn't be as risky if people didn't literally cut out that field from school, you know. So if people actually had a chance at working on that field, then maybe it wouldn't be as risky, so they can actually
you got to create the precedent first, I suppose.
Yeah,
but it's like I remember, like I was seeing like a Mac, like I saw this like as an argument in schools for like expanding arts and like funding for shit like that, where there were people from Mac saying that these weren't the people who work at Mac aren't like they're not straight up coders or like do technology. I don't know the word for it. Like they're not just straight up developers. They're like artists and fucking musicians who also happen to know how to code and work with technology. Like, it was that mindset all combined with the technical know-how that made them cutting edge, even though they're not so cutting edge nowadays.
Yeah.
Damn.
Yeah, they like my money.
Well, that's they like make ridiculously money. Expensive products that, I mean,
yeah,
they sell.
Apple have stolen so much of my fucking cash straight out of my wallet, dude.
Hey, that new iPhone you wanted? Like, I just take that money from you right there.
$1,300. It's bullshit though, because you always have to buy a different charger and everything because they want
it's
more
bullshit.
Money.
Yeah, I mean, like we all say it's bullshit, but we're gonna keep buying it.
Yeah, I was gonna say you fucking people are gonna buy it every year.
I don't know.
I only buy a new phone like every couple years. Like I think before I got this phone that I have now, I had my old one for like 3 or 4 years.
Yeah, I have.
Yeah, I hold the phone on for at least two.
Yeah,
I try to make mine last because, like, I don't know, I don't really have a need to get a new phone. It's not like I'm playing fucking cutting edge mobile games that need better processing power.
Yeah, no, it's like totally. Just
I need to run Fortnite on my phone better. Epic.
If I'm gonna get
the
new
iPhones run Fortnite at 60 FPS.
Really?
They run it at 60 FPS. Yeah.
Does it look better on it than it does on the Switch?
Probably.
the new iPhone camera is amazing, but like I can just buy a regular camera, you know. That's cheaper.
You buy a cheap like phone and a real camera. Yeah,
yeah, it's a just cheap like phone and a real camera.
It's just like you already have an iPhone, and it's like if you want the iPhone, the new iPhone for the camera, it's like you could just get a better camera that like costs less and just does not the phone stuff.
It's not the phone stuff.
Not the phone stuff.
Basically, any flagship you buy is going to be over $1,000, and all the cameras are so incredibly close to each other that there's, like, really no difference. Personally, I think the Google Pixel looks the best. That's why I bought the Google Pixel. But, like, the iPhone's, like, really close. I can't even tell sometimes. And it's, like, the Oppo phone, which you buy for, like, $300, and you could just basically hotwire it to turn it into a Google Pixel. So, yeah. Like...
The Google Pixel 3 is a really beautiful
Did you see, like, today and yesterday that Marques Brownlee was doing, like, a tournament between, like, a bunch of, like, the same picture taken with different phones, and, like, he doesn't tell you what the phone is.
Oh, yeah, He just puts the picture up. Yeah.
Like, I thought that was really interesting, because, like, I couldn't tell you straight off, like, which phone was, like, the cheap one, which one was the expensive one. It seems like the gap between, like, phones is closing cameras, but also, like, phones and DSLRs is also getting, like... Or at really least close. Older DSLRs just slimming. Like, the distance between them is slimming.
Phones
like,
got really good cameras now, but somehow webcams still all look like shit. Like, regardless of anything.
Might as well just stream webcam on my phone somehow. Like, Jesus. iPhone 6 camera is still decent. Like, even though it's an iPhone 6.
Yeah. There's a way to use Android as a webcam, but I have no idea how to do it with iPhone. I would imagine you might have to, like, fucking... What was that thing called where, like, a jailbreak?
Jailbreak, root, something like that.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah. I have a question, Hyojin.
Yes.
Oh my god.
What does your family think of your beautiful, not safe for work furry drawings?
I honestly, and I don't know if this comes off as a surprise, but I haven't gotten a comment, but I do know that they know.
So do they give you any, like, dirty looks? Like, oh, no, again.
It's just a look, a sigh, silence, and then they walk away.
That's it?
That's really it.
So wait, so when they initially saw you drawing for the first time, did they have any reaction?
I mean, like, there might have been like a question, like, "Well, what's that?" and then just walk away in silence. It's kind of like my mom's on the phone right now.
Oh no!
Get her over here to tell us.
No,
get
her over here and have her tell.
Have her tell the cast what she thought when she first.
I mean, it's like I don't the thing is, I don't draw it on the daily, but when I do, I don't usually get caught. I mean, like, maybe there are a couple times where they glanced over, but I don't think they gave it too much of a thought. I do go on speeches how, like, no mom, it's just art, it's like it has a double meaning behind it. Yeah,
this 24-inch dick has a double meaning behind it.
I stick a
double meaning double meaning as it were. Double meaning as in it's good for both holes.
Yeah, I do have a bad dragon sticker on my Cintiq, so that's pretty epic.
Ah, epic. Epic. Yeah. Epic. Oh, Jesus
By
Christ.
By the way, Bad Dragon sponsored this podcast. Bad Dragon!
No, they did not!
That's
a lie!
If they did, though, or wanted to, they could definitely reach out to us.
What yes, if they sent you could. Free Bad Dragons as the team?
Well, I mean, like...
I'd review it and talk about my experience in the podcast.
Experience with
a bad dragon. Brady, you know what bad dragons are, right?
Yep.
Okay. Yeah. Okay.
I know exactly where I'm putting that.
I need no more words. Onto a more innocent topic. Hyojin, what's the deal with Fenix? Asked SPS Feasel.
They're good. They're just like the gods, angels, dude. They're adorable. They're so small. They got huge ears. How could you not like them? You know?
Yeah, fair enough.
They're cuties. Look at them.
See, I'm the same way with possums, but Brandon and Diesel very much disagree.
Possums are so fucking ugly.
Possums
with bigger
look like big
oh
rats,
my god,
yeah.
Brandon, what is wrong with you?
Okay. Diesel, we need to team up. We need to fight them.
I know.
Team Venom versus Wait. Team Not Venom.
They look like
I
rats.
No, they're cute.
They're very cute.
Did you guys have, like, a bad experience with possums or something? They're adorable.
I just know they're just mean and they're nasty.
They look like they got rabies.
No. Okay, I'm gonna link you guys an account that tweets very cute possum pictures all the time.
Yeah, I see possums
all the time. Look at that. Ew, no, that looks like a rat. That's a big furry rat.
But look at the baby on its back!
Yeah, look at this one. It looks like it's smiling.
It looks like it's gonna fucking kill me.
It's so cute. What are you on about?
Brandon, you realize it's like one centimeter tall compared to
you.
Look at this puppy.
It looks like someone thought that was a cat, and they just took it and tried to dress it up.
Exactly. That reminds me, like, there's, like, this mock SCP article, and it's about possums as a species, and it's like, SCP whatever is a very, like, deranged form of dog. We don't know how it happened. And, like, the test it was running was, like, pet this dog. And he's like, are you sure that's a dog? It's like, yes, pet it. It's like, can I have a glove? No, dogs prefer the affectionate touch of a human. And then, like, the possum just shredded the fucking hand.
If Brandon was a possum, he would look exactly like this.
That possum's a gamer.
The Cheeto stands on the laptop are perfect in that picture. That is, for all of you guys wondering, it's a very obese possum in front of a laptop.
Yeah, it's Brandon making a video.
Gamers rise up.
Reddit video. Gamers. Reddit video central.
No, I think I wish those as bad as possible. They're extremely cute because they're too tiny to be, like, you know, violent. I had a friend
tell me
you see one. Okay.
No. I had a friend tell me who he has possums in his areas, and he said possums are a lot more bark than bite. Like, they'll bark at you. Not bark. They'll hiss at you, but they won't
hiss
they won't
and bite then you. Die. Hiss and play die.
Like, if one got caught in your backyard or something, you could just put it back in a tree. It'll hiss at you, but it won't bite. Like, that's his experience with them, pretty much.
Possums are cute.
See, those are okay. All the other ones though suck.
What do you mean?
You're just wrong. Brandon, you're just wrong, aren't you?
Brandon, it's okay to be wrong. Okay.
I'm not wrong. It's Diesel okay is on my side.
This is definitely one of my favorite images of a possum because of just like.
Man, look at all these things that the audience isn't gonna see.
Yeah,
on this audio based podcast.
Okay, the audience can Google search like possums. Okay,
go to at possum every hour on Twitter.
We're never gonna get to the viewer questions if you guys keep beating your meat off the possums.
Well, the viewer questions are up next. We've used all our questions.
Diesel, this was literally the last question of ours.
Wait, whose question was this? Oh wait,
this was yours.
Shit, that's right. Holy fuck, I derailed the podcast.
It's a Spider-Man meme.
well, it's now the viewer question, right? The tweet.
It's viewer question time.
Yeah.
Alright. I had it pulled up on a tab a second ago.
The first question from Kappa Kaiju is, oh god.
That's not a
oh
question.
Oh god!
Yeah, that's a
like,
question.
Just Hyojin feature, oh no.
Oh no.
To be fair, this podcast I was pretty filtered in this podcast compared to a lot of other podcasts I've been on.
Hyojin asked, why am I so cool?
Oh, I don't know. I just am. I don't know where I get it from. It's just, I'm really epic, you know, gamers.
Shin0y asks,
actually, before I continue, I replied to the Loudmouth tweet with, why am I so cool? And about four people just said no. Four people replied to it and said no.
The people have spoken, Hyojin. The people have spoken, sorry. You're just not that epic, are you? But Sn0y asks, how would you describe your taste in fashion?
Very, very streetwear. Okay, so you see those international students all the time? That's basically my fashion. But less Gucci, less Off-White.
Nobody's Australian here, so I don't know.
Well, I'm sure you guys have international students.
I know exactly what you're talking about. Like, when I go down to the city, I see all the Chinese and like Korean kids wearing all
they all wear Supreme and Gucci. That's my fashion, except I can't afford those things.
It's probably knockoff stuff.
Yeah, I buy
Bucci.
Pretty much Bucci.
Bucci.
No.
Wait, no. Blue cheese.
Blue cheese.
Blue cheese.
Want some coochie, ma'am? Can you pass me some coochie?
Spare Gucci, ma'am. Spare Gucci.
Please.
It's like Brandon's profile picture is still Squidward all these days later.
So Squidward's just great. It's just so, you know, there's so many emotions I can evoke with Squidward.
Rest in peace, the creator.
Rest in peace, Steven Hillenburg, the creator of SpongeBob.
Yeah.
Dead ass could have missed that man a lot.
They didn't blow up as much as I thought it would.
I you think it would. Like, he got diagnosed with ALS last year. Like, he passed this year. Like,
I didn't even know he was diagnosed with that.
Yeah, he got diagnosed last year, and, like, that's why, like, I kind of, like,
Were they quiet about it or something?
There was a Twitter moment last year about it as well, but I didn't think about it too much until now, like, when it, like, ended up catching up to him.
Yeah.
There's really no good way to transition out of that, is there?
All right,
back on
guys.
Topic, Ashman asks, any funny experiences with people begging for free art?
That's really funny. That's the exact same one I was looking at.
Actually, funny thing with that, I actually haven't. common misconception that people have of artists is, oh, I bet they get asked free art all the time. It's like, not really. Well, I at least haven't. The most I've gotten is just jokes from friends going, oh, free art, lol.
Like, if you look at Henry's VidCon vlog, he's just like, yeah, give me free art, bitch. And you're like, what?
Yeah, but no, no one's asked me for free art, like, genuinely. It's all just been jokes. I think the smaller you are as an artist, the more times you're asked for free art. But
yeah, that makes sense.
Even
yeah,
when starting out, I didn't get asked for free art a lot, though. So I don't know.
Okay, yeah. So next question's from Oofy Q. what kind of music do you like listening to when drawing, or just in general?
Wait, what?
What kind of music do you like listening to in general or when drawing?
K-pop. No.
What's your favorite?
Oh god.
What's your boy band?
I listen to everything. I don't know. I just like,
everything?
Everything, especially. I love them.
Do you listen to country?
Go kill yourself. I listen
to good.
Tyler the Creator pretty much and the ASAP Rocky. But I don't understand why he's so popular, and people might hate me for this, but I don't think Death Grips is as good as everyone keeps saying they are.
Okay, I'm gonna have to stop you right there, madam.
I know the whole point of them is that they're an experimental band, but I can't jam out to a single Death
Grips. You're just not intelligent enough to get it.
Even the good Death Grips songs, I can't relate. I can't fucking jam out to it.
I don't really think they've ever been relatable.
Death Grips is hashtag relatable.
It's just like...
I mean, not relate. Sorry, wrong use of wording. Not relate. Just like, I can't jam out.
I get it. Like, it is... Oh, God! You know? I can understand why some people... I can understand why somebody would see it as just loud. But if Hacker isn't a fucking banger, like, I don't know.
I guess it is. Like, I'll bop to it a little bit, but I don't think it's a song that I'll go, this is so lit! You know?
I don't know. All of Money Store is fucking great to me.
Yeah. It's just
I've only listened to Money Store and Bottomless Pit, but I really liked both of those albums.
I think like, maybe I just don't like songs that give me headaches.
I think that's fair.
Death Grips is, like, really intense.
Like, Death Grips is niche for a reason. Like, I don't think you're...
Diesel, what's your opinion on Death Grips?
I mean, I like their music, because of course I fucking knew. I listen to metal, what do you think?
Death Grips is such a you.
It's niche for a reason, though. Like, it's not very accessible music by conventional standards, and so I can understand why someone wouldn't be...
Well, you're a total hipster if you like Death Grips, though, I will say that.
Diesel, am I a total hipster?
No, not at all, but you want to be. That's why you listen
niche
to Death Grips.
Kind of?
How do I want to be? Okay, whatever, I'm not going
to
try.
Niche kind of, but, like, everyone listens to Death Grips, though.
I mean, like, well, we fall, like, our friend group is that niche to a degree, like,
yeah,
as a whole.
Yeah, fair enough.
No, like, our it's less that, like, it's not niche because our whole friend group's like it. It's more our friend group is the niche.
I don't
I'd agree
to
with that.
Yeah,
Brandon, you listen to the same
smart,
five
Brandon,
things
like me. High five. Well,
we're intelligent. Hey,
people in the Death Grips. People in the Death Grips niche are probably more likely to be in our friend group than other friends.
So what would you describe the target audience for Death Grip?
I don't know, just
me.
Old, like, white, I don't know, middle-aged or, like, teenage white boys.
Middle-aged old
middle-aged
white men?
Teenagers.
I don't know, Ski Mask. I don't know, man. Ski Mask likes Death Grips.
Okay, fair enough. Just the whole, people who listen to, like, rappers will probably listen to Death Grips as well. Maybe.
Yeah, like, it's not for everybody, that's for sure.
If you think you're a rap connoisseur, you listen to Death Grips.
On a totally different genre of music, somebody asked what you thought about Jack Strober.
Oh, Jack Strober?
Yeah.
I love him. I think he's fucking great. I mean, his style of singing is kind of, like, wobbly, like, very weird. Like, chill music Jack Strober makes is the kind of music I like because it doesn't make my head hurt, you know? But yeah.
Reverse Death Grips.
Jack Strober is, like, the exact opposite of Death Grips, I think.
So, 8-Bit Biochemist asks, serious question, do you have any other hobbies?
Let me think.
That sounded like an insult when they asked it.
Yeah, it does.
I'm actually thinking.
Hey, loser!
Hey, Brandon, it's like asking Brandon, like, do you eat anything else except McDonald's? Like, come on.
Obviously not.
I mean, no, it's kind of the same thing. No, shut up. No, I'm sorry. Do I have any other hobbies? I don't know. I'm not into I don't make music. This question's hitting me hard, man.
You watch a lot of movies and TV. Like, I've noticed
I think, like, I think another hobby I'm into is, like, making film. Not making film, sorry, watching and critiquing films, probably.
Like, you enjoy film a lot, I guess.
Yeah, I'm very passionate about cinematography and photography to a degree sometimes, but they're very... And, oh, makeup. I guess that's a hobby. I guess, whatever. But most of the time, like, 6 hours a day, I'll just spend it drawing. That's about it, though.
Drawing
or animating, that's my main thing. And, you know, it's such, like, a large portion of my life. I really don't think I enjoy, I mean, I really think that's what I can do for the rest of my life and I'll be happy, pretty much. I don't need any other hobby.
Yeah. On that topic, I remember someone asking, I'm not sure who, but they asked, out of the animations you made, which was the one you enjoyed the process of the most?
That person was named @nobodystarsh.
Oh, which drawing / animation, not just animation?
Which animation I had the most fun making was probably
drawing or animation.
Drawings, I don't know, because like each drawing is like I can finish a drawing in like a couple of days, and like, you know, I produce them a lot faster than animation, but I can probably so they're a lot less memorable than finishing an animation. But the most fun I've had making an animation was the See You Again one. That was 6 months of work, but it was pretty good. Oof. It was pretty good. Turned out
came out pretty dope.
Yeah. And the Cuphead animation of the podcast I did. That was really fun. Also, everyone subscribe to my channel. It's Squizzy. SQUIZZY. Thank you.
It's spelled KWITE. Yep.
Wait.
That spells quite.
Wait.
Just spoiler alert.
Spoiler alert. It doesn't spell Squizzy.
I'm not good at numbers or spelling, okay? I was a very academic child.
Yeah, it's Asian time. Somebody asked, any advice for liking your own art?
Don't.
You never will.
Like, okay, that sounds harsh. That sounds harsh, but like, I mean it in a sense, you can be proud of the progress you have made from maybe a year ago, like your improvement, but I don't think there's ever going to be a point where you look at your art and you're like, I think I have the best style in the world. You can't do that. You can never be proud of your art immediately once you post it. You always have to have this some sort of level of, I can always improve next time, you know? Because that's
never
how
be satisfied.
That's how you improve as an artist. You can't. There's no possible way you can be satisfied, but you can be proud of how far you've come, is my motto. In art, pretty much.
I like that way of wording it. That's a great way to word it, honestly.
Yeah, I mean, that's the same for, like, any content creator, essentially.
It's like proud of the progress, not of the product.
Yeah, but also don't have this mindset where you have to be like, oh, each video has to be better than the last. Like, no, you can take a step back and, like, relax, but, like, you know, you're always gonna be on this slow hill upwards of improving, you know? It doesn't have to be immediate. You can just, you know, slowly make your way up there, and it's fine. So... there you go.
Yep, good things aren't rushed.
Okay, now for a serious question. We have Kitsu. Is Australia real?
No. I live on a different fucking planet, dude.
I'm a strong believer that Australia is not real.
See, when Quite came over to Australia, he wasn't actually physically here. He was just like a hologram.
Yeah. Damn.
That's deep.
Damn, Daniel.
The drinks weren't actually good because I couldn't taste them.
Here's an interesting question.
What's the interesting question?
Confused Watermelon asked, what is something you were really nervous to try but ended up really enjoying it when it was all said and done?
Anal.
Epic.
Okay, man! Holy shit,
Brandon,
that was such a wholesome question!
I knew it was going there the second you asked that question.
That was such a wholesome fucking question, and then you ruined it.
But it's true!
But it was such a wholesome question!
Should I re-answer it with a different answer?
Well, is there anything non-profane
whoa
that you have the same idea?
This is the Loudmouth podcast, not the PBS Kids podcast. I don't give a shit that
it's profane. It's just
but
the,
we,
fu-
the thing
just
is, we've already got a dirty answer. What's your clean answer?
Yeah, clean answer.
What was the question again?
What's something that you were nervous to try, but after it was all said and done, you were glad you did it?
Public speaking.
Okay, yeah.
A lot of
the that's
time.
A wholesome answer, not fucking anal.
I mean, if you
do, to be fair, if you do anal, is there any less in there?
It's just like it was such a wholesome question. It was like anal, like there was no hesitation.
Just like there, like usually there's like a little bit of delay on Discord end. There was no delay on Discord end.
Anal.
There was like
anal.
This long pause for us too.
Why is that Brandon's impression of me? I sound like Mickey Mouse. Anal.
I look getting buck fucked up.
I can't wait to see how this turns out in the final cast, because like I said epic before I heard Brandon's reaction, so I'm really hoping like you just hear epic and then Brandon explain.
Oh my fucking god. Did you find any other fucking questions?
Somebody said that he loved the CSGO funny moments when no one else did.
Oh, that's sweet. Okay. I like that.
I found that one. You just scroll down a lot through shitty questions.
Favorite cereal, and that can transition us to another discussion.
Reese's Puffs.
Well, first of all, you say Reese's Puffs, and that's wrong.
Reese's
Puffs suck, and first off, Reese's the fucking milk in before the fucking cereal.
The thing
cereal.
Is, though, like, Hyojin's, like, not an American native. They don't have Reese's Puffs where she comes from.
Yeah, this is my first time
and I quite enjoy
Reese's Puffs
anyway, so.
This year was the first time I tried Reese's Puffs in America, and it was amazing. And also, I do pour the milk before the cereal. Fuck you.
You're just doing it wrong, aren't you?
It's literally just wrong. It's just objectively
like,
wrong.
It's
is it because you're Australian and you're upside down? Is that why?
I mean, every one of my friends, like, even my Australian friends don't like. Like, I tried to. It's a story. I went over
they
to
all
my
think it's
house.
A crime against humanity, yeah.
I went over to my friend's house, and you guys know rooting around Tim, right?
Yeah, yeah.
I tried to demonstrate how pouring the milk first was not a problem. Okay, I can do it just fine. I poured the milk in. He grabs the bowl and throws the fucking milk at the wall. And he's like, no, bitch, not in my home. Like,
I'm just glad to know that literally the entire world except for you is on the same page.
Yeah,
I'll
pretty
find
much.
Someone one day that's on the same page as me. I'll
and we will
someone.
Bully them too.
See, it's not like pineapple pizza where it's like almost a 50-50 split. It's like nobody pours
like,
the
I'm
fucking
wrong.
Milk.
Like,
you're literally just asking for the just asking to eat less cereal and have the milk splash in your face.
No,
it's
totally fine. I pour the milk first and I can choose how much cereal I want. You know.
No, you can't. You can choose how much cereal you want by putting in the cereal first, because instead of like floating to the top, as soon as you pour it in, the milk will go under it, and then some of the cereal can get trapped up on the top layer of it. That way you can have more if you actually want to. And it also wastes less milk.
No, I waste less milk by pouring milk first.
No.
No, okay, it makes no sense.
This discussion is gonna go like on forever. Let's move on to something else before World War fucking III starts, okay?
God, what other questions are here?
Shrek?
That's not a
that's
question.
Not a question.
That's dumb.
I think, in my opinion, Shrek 2 is the most perfect, the best DreamWorks sequel ever.
Someone asked, what made you want to start streaming?
It was fun.
I don't know. You just did it.
I like the interaction with my audience. It's a lot more personal than just uploading on YouTube and reading comments. You know, I can actually interact with them live and they can talk to me, you know, back and forth. It's, I don't know, it's just nice. I always like that interaction.
Gotcha.
Yeah. I think every content creator likes streaming to a degree because of that interaction anyway.
I tried a PSVR streaming last night. So like,
how are you supposed to interact when you
how did you like read your chat?
There's a couple
at the same
options
time.
Like there's some I didn't use it, but there's some PS4 setting that like allows you to display like the chat. Like if you stream straight from the PS4, there's an option that lets it display chat in the VR setting, so like you can see what's being said. But I was getting stuck on Resident Evil 7 because I'm fucking shit at it, and I would occasionally lift my thing to like see if the audio balancing was wrong or if I could get help, and I talked to them that way. It seemed like they were mostly talking with each other though, so at least they had that.
Okay, for the final that's not thing, that's not a question, we have Walnut saying, I don't have a question, but just wanted to say thanks for putting in hard work into your work that goes into your videos. They always turn out amazing. So yeehaw.
Yeehaw, thank you. Wait, who said that?
Walnut.
Well, oh, thank you, Walnut. Nice.
Somebody asked, what's your favorite anime besides JoJo?
JoJo. Ew.
That's
anime.
JoJo.
Okay, what's your favorite Joestar then?
Okay, good. Josuke.
Really?
Yeah, Josuke's my favorite JoJo. Why? Who's yours? Ow! I just fucking slapped myself.
Probably Joseph.
I feel like Josuke's got cooler powers, and also he's a cutie. He's a cutie. I want him on a body pillow.
No one likes Jonathan Joestar. Nobody.
I like him. He's just a little boring.
He's a good boy. That's it. That's all he needs to be.
Yeah.
He's nice and nothing else.
I've seen porn of him once and I felt like tearing my eyes out.
Man, he's just too pure. That's something only you could have happen to you.
He's too pure. Making porn of Jonathan, like the first Joestar, even though he's like 30 years old, is like making porn. Okay, we're gonna cut that out, aren't we?
I don't think we are.
No!
Yes, there we go.
Can okay, we just cut I
savor
out
her
screaming?
Dignity on this podcast, please.
No, just cut it out and have me screaming no without context.
Sure.
Okay. Who's outro?
I'll do it. Thank you all for watching Loudmouth. So go check out Hyoja down below. We're the only podcast on YouTube. Subscribe. Check us out on iTunes and Google Play and Twitter at Loudmouth_, as well as Instagram @Loudmouth_. Bye.
And SoundCloud.
Oh, yeah, and SoundCloud.